The Data Act is supposed to increase transparency and accountability in government spending. But some agencies are finding it tough to meet the law's requirements ahead of the full implementation expected next year. Virginia Senator Mark Warner, a big original backer of the Data Act, is spending a lot of energy making sure every agency is on the same page and reading the same instructions. He says he's spending the next 12 months focused on the Data Act when he spoke with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
The Data Act is set for full rollout in May of 2017, and agencies are spending the next year standardizing their spending information. Progress has been slow but steady, and Warner says once fully implemented, the law will be a benefit to both the public and private sectors.
The Data Act is, I think, one of the most significant transparency pieces of legislation since the Freedom of Information Act. And we all know there's a great deal of concern about government operations and distrust in government. One of the ways that we can address that is if we have better data, if we can in effect follow the money. The good news about that would be we could find where there's inefficiencies in government, but we can also find where actually dollars are being well spent. Those of us who were supportive of this legislation, bipartisan, Daryl Issa, Rob Portman, Tom Carper, both parties, both bodies, you knew it was going to be hard, maybe underestimated exactly how hard it would be to implement this. And candidly, there have been previous efforts in the past that individual administrations have tried, but never with, I think, the kind of focus the Data Act had. So we sent out letters to the 42 different agencies trying to say, tell us how it's going, what can we do to keep the pressure on. 21 agencies got back to us. Department of Commerce got back, Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Justice, State, Treasury, GSA, SEC, the SBA, you know, And there were a couple of consistent concerns. One was funding. This is going to be expensive. If we're going to save money in the long run with good data, we've got to have some funds, though, to make this happen. The president did put $50 million in the budget, and the two appropriations bills that have already been passed by the Senate, we've worked to make sure that there are specific appropriation lines around Data Act implementation. Second, there was concern about the slowness of Treasury and OMB getting the final guidance and the database schemas out. And good news is that they've got the schemas out. Final guidance is coming shortly. And I met with the GAO just yesterday and am looking in collaboration with, as the GAO's next report comes out, to urge all of these agencies to get back to us mid-summer with the next step of their implementation plans. This is a challenge, but it's really important. And while there were some bumps initially between Treasury and OMB, I think you're seeing the administration take this seriously. I hope it's they believe it's one of their legacy items. We've got a lot more to do, but I'm you know, cautiously optimistic.
You mentioned the administration. Wondering what still needs to be done in your eyes as far as helping out with the implementation.
Let's face it, this is not just with the Obama administration, any administration. I think as a former governor, on one hand, you like more transparency. On the other hand, more transparency means more potential for evidence of successes, but also of failures. I think Treasury has leaned into this very actively. We've had to continue to urge OMB to be full participants, and again, I think a great deal of progress has taken place over the last 60 to 90 days. One of the real concerns I have, you know, with a presidential election coming up, we're going to have a new administration come January. So how do we set up a governance structure amongst the stakeholders that made up particularly of not simply political appointees, but long-term government professionals so that this doesn't get lost in a transition? That's something that I'm going to be trying to, again, press my friends at OMB to set up, hopefully, long before the election comes about, so there is that governance structure in place.
How often are you in contact with OMB, Treasury?
My staff has been in touch on a regular basis. I'm very good terms with the OMB director. We're personal friends. I am a regular nudger of him to keep this project moving forward. Some of the folks who've worked on this project worked with my office in the development of data, so I know there are strong allies inside the administration. The challenge here is this is one of those kind of projects that everybody knows there's long-term value, But if you don't have specific attention, it's the kind of thing that always gets, well, we can do that next week, next month, and the can gets kicked along.
As someone who represents a state with a number of government contractors, Warner said he does hear concerns from the contracting community when it comes to the changes associated with the Data Act.
One of the goals I hope that would come out of full implementation of the Data Act is that it will actually provide more opportunities for smaller and entrepreneurial women and minority-owned businesses, you know, to get a crack at programmatic dollars.
Looking ahead for the next year, you kind of already touched on some of the things that you're looking to do. What is going to definitely need to be done if we're going to hit that May 2017 deadline? And do you think it's still possible?
I'm still cautiously optimistic. We've got to make sure we get an update on the implementation plans, number one. Number two, we've got to have a governance structure that includes not just Treasury and OMB, but other stakeholders on how the Data Act will be overseen from one administration to another. And you know, one of the areas that I've been pushing for that I think is important to the Data Act, but is also just more generally important, goes back even to the passage of my legislation around the GPR Act, the Government Performance Results Modernization Act, is we need that inventory of all of the programs in the government. This has been put in law now twice. The fact that we still don't have agency by agency a list of all the programs is really almost inexcusable, because all the best data in the world, if we can't then match it against a program inventory, we're not going to get the full value for the government employees, for the taxpayers, and for the kind of transparency that's needed.
Warner said he'll also continue to nudge those agencies that have yet to respond to his original letter. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.